Hello everyone, my name is Hayley and I'm from Atomiro Shania marketing team. Today I'm going to walk through with you two of my favorite Atomi's products, which is the Atomi Absolute Reset Balm and the Hydro Balm. So Hydro Balm has only been launched very recently, and I thought you guys would have been curious as to knowing what the difference between the two products is. So I'm going to explain to you the difference and the best parts of these products. So we'll dive in straight away. Let's start off with the Reset Balm. So a Reset Balm is a skincare balm that helps to reset your skin. So anywhere that has wrinkles, such as around your eyes, around your mouth, your hand as well, and your neck. It contains selective absolute coat that specializes for wrinkle improvement effect and de-aging and anti-aging. So it includes the same ingredient as the Absolute Selective skincare sets, such as Dormin, Plant Origin EGF, Lupin Protein, Yosemite's Ferment Filtrate. And with the selective technology, it takes the All Might Code component in a capsule and it transfers to where the skin problem is in your skin, which directly solves any problems that you have with your skin. It also contains 10,000 ppm high content of patented xantholift ingredient. Now, what is xantholift? It is a rare ingredient that tightens the skin by inhibiting skin contraction. So it's supposed to give a bit of like a Botox-like effect. So it's actually proven that if you apply the xantholift formula 10,000 ppm twice a day, about 16.3 wrinkle reduction was confirmed on the 30th day. So if we apply it to the Reset Balm, it means that if you use the Reset Balm twice a day for 30 days, it means that approximately 16.3% of your wrinkles will be reduced. So it's worth a go, right? And not only does this take care of wrinkles, it also has plant-derived oils as an ingredient, which means that not only it gives you help with wrinkles and moisturization, it also gives a moisture layer on the top to block off any loss of ingredients that you've put into your skin through skincare. So it's like making a moisturized layer on top. I would definitely recommend you to use the Reset Balm after you've used all the Absolute Selective skincare set, because you've put all the ingredients and all the moisturization in through this with the skincare set, and you're blocking it off from losing them with the Reset Balm. So I would recommend it as a last stage. If we were to move on to the Hydro Balm now, this is a great skincare for people who need immediate hydration boost. So the best thing about this Hydro Balm is that if you apply it to your skin, then you're moisturizing up to 12 layers into your skin. This is because instead of purified water, we used 89% moisture essence as an ingredient. And this helps to hydrate and soothe rough skin that happens due to moisture loss. So moisture loss is actually really important. That's something, a problem that you need to always solve, because if you lose your moisture, then no matter how good makeup you put on top, you will just lose everything. So not only does this provide moisture, but it also locks in, similar to the Reset Balm, because it has an active ingredient to form a powerful moisture locking system. And these ingredients are malachite, blue phytotene, HANPCOL3, and hydrolyzed collagen. So Hydro Balm also contains a selective lifting coat, similar to the Reset Balm again, and it cares for elasticity. And it also contains the collagen technology that helps to absorb faster and increase the skin elasticity. Reset Balm has a similar scent to the Absolute Selective skincare set, and the Hydro Balm has a green floral woody scent, which is similar to a natural garden scent. So it's very good. And if I were to compare these two products, first of all, I would probably recommend the Hydro Balm to anyone who has oily skin but that lacks moisture. So which means that just because you have oily cheek or oily nose, the T area, doesn't mean that you have moisture within deep inside your skin. So no matter how much you put on the top, if your deep inside skin isn't moistured enough, then you'll still have a rough skin texture. And it's also recommended for people who want something light and not too heavy. It absorbs really quickly and it has less thickness in comparison to other skincare products. And it's also recommended for people who wear makeup. Like I said, it's very light, so it's good for that building the base skincare routine. In comparison, Reset Balm is more recommended for people who are experiencing skin pulling feeling because their skin is way too dry. Or people who require intensive night care, or maybe with people who have mature skin. So I would probably recommend a Hydra Balm for all age, whilst Reset Balm I would more recommend for people who are in their early 30s to older. How to use the two products is also different as well. So in terms of Hydra Balm, because you want to put moisture deep inside your skin, you'd want to massage it so that it goes according to the skin texture. So I'll just quickly show you. So this is how it looks like. So here we go, it's a bit clear. So you would normally massage it facing outwards. So outwards and outwards. And same with this, the chin as well, outwards. So I use it as well, and I normally, you know, apply it and just give a bit good tap so that it gets added deep inside. But in comparison to the Hydra Balm, the Reset Balm is a bit different because it's related to wrinkles and de-aging and anti-aging. You want to give a good massage as well along the lines. So you would normally want to lift your skin up, right? Your wrinkles will die down and you want to lift it back up, right? So this has actually a bit of a pink texture, actually a pink color. It's beautiful. When you use it, you would normally want to, starting off your chin, you'd push it up, give a little roll and pull it down to your neck. Same, push it up, give a little roll and pull it down. Same with your eyes as well. You push it up and you give a little roll and you pull it out. Same thing. So when you're using this, I would definitely recommend it to push it up, not down. So that's the two differences that I would recommend to you. That's what I can tell you about the product itself. One last thing that's my best part of this product is that it's environmentally friendly. So once you've used the product, you can twist it up, you use up until the very end, and then you can just put in the recycling bin so it doesn't go to all waste. So that's the end of my explanation of the two products. Hopefully these were helpful to you, and I really recommend you to try it out yourself. If you require more information, please check out our Atomy Oceania official website and the YouTube channel Atomy. It will have all the information that you require in those resources. Check out for the promotion that's happening very soon. So good luck to you guys, and see you, bye.